Now, I'm delighted to say it's that time of the month again when the financial guru from Dungarvan, that is Mel Shanley from Quantum Life, joins me on the line. And good morning to you, Mel.
Good morning, and less of the guru.
I just thought I'd throw it in there.
Thank you very much. Although we are celebrating 30 years in business this year.
It's incredible.
I suppose if we don't have a half of an iota about what's going on, we've no hope. Isn't that right?
And come here, 30 years, let's go a bit off topic at the moment. How did you get into the whole scene, Mel?
That's a very, 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 very good question. But anyone that knows our family, we're Cork people, but we emigrated to Dungarvan back in 1970. So my dad started an electromechanical contracting company and we all worked there. But when he died in 1989, I just really wasn't interested in working for anyone else, only me dad. I was a bit odd, so I decided I'd do something else. And I, for some reason, I answered an ad in the Cork Examiner, no longer called the Cork Examiner, of course, just the ordinary everyday examiner. And I started selling life insurance. And here I am 30 years later. Having had many incarnations along the way, but still in that business.
And there must have been a massive change in the financial scene from when you started 30 years ago to where we are now.
Oh, wow. It's incredible. Even the types of products, and I know this morning we're going to talk a little bit about alternative investments, but when I started in the business 30 years ago, you had... typically, an insurance company, whatever the insurance company was happy to put out there in the market, that's really all you had to sell or advise on, which sometimes, like, it didn't really suit the person's needs, but at the same time, there wasn't really an alternative, you know. But nowadays, like, there are so many different types of financial investment, like, it's incredible. I mean, I know the latest hot topic for the last number of years is the crypto. And crypto, of course, is a very dangerous and volatile investment asset. But people love it, and people aren't putting all their money into crypto assets or cryptocurrencies. But people are kind of having a bit of a flutter. But I think it's like all investing really is you're taking a little bit of a gamble. No matter what kind of an investment you do, it's a gamble because there's risk everywhere now in this world, you know.
And speaking of the crypto, and as you said, it is a hot topic at the moment. I mean, is it realistic to think that the likes of crypto and Bitcoin will replace currency as we know it? Is that a realistic notion?
Well, I mean, I tell you what happened in the last couple of years, and again, it's only in my opinion. If you think about what happened in the last 2 years with COVID, like cash almost completely disappeared from the financial system, okay? Because obviously from a health and safety point of view, they didn't want to be handling cash. But then with the lockdowns, people weren't out taking cash out of ATMs. They weren't dealing in cash. They were, and then they were kind of obligated to tap their card or use their card where possible. So cash almost completely disappeared from the financial system. And in fact, central banks around the world have the anecdotal evidence there that they've been seen to be actually burning or destroying pallet loads of cash over the last couple of years because they physically can't store it, you know, because it wasn't out in circulation. It had stayed in the ATMs and the banks and the tellers all around the world because people weren't physically taking the cash out of the institutions, you follow? So the cash stopped circulating, so it all started to stockpile back in the banks again. So, like... I mean, I've never seen a pallet load of cash to the value of €1 billion, but I understand it takes up quite an amount of space. So I think your ordinary everyday bank vault isn't going to be able to hold that. So I think central banks have been actually burning cash and shredding cash all around the world because, of course, they can always reprint it if they need to in the future.
The scary thought, isn't it? Let's move on to what we're going to talk about today, and that is alternative investment products. I mean, a lot of people out there, and I suppose it's well known with COVID and everything that, people seem to have a bit of extra cash at the moment. What are the investment options for people at the moment?
Yeah, well, even following on from that brief discussion there, like, you see, your traditional investment products and financial assets that people would invest in would have been typically managed funds with insurance companies. People would buy property, people would buy shares, that kind of thing. Okay, and what people are looking at now for the last number of years, and in particular, you know, in the current climate where we have that terrible thing going on in Ukraine, which hopefully won't last, but like world markets, as they say, financial investments that are correlated to, are linked to stock markets, like, are terribly volatile in times like this, you know, terribly volatile. So, like, if you're happy to expose yourself to some risk and go on a roller coaster ride, basically, with the stock market, like, those products are still there for you, right? But what people are looking for is alternatives. Like, the people are saying, right, what isn't correlated or directly linked to the stock market? What can I invest in that isn't going to take a blip every time, you know, there's a new war or a new conflict or another Brexit or another coronavirus? Or what can I invest in where I'm going to limit the amount of ups and downs and volatilities that I'm going to get in my investment? So people are looking at things like investing in wind farms and renewable energy. You know, people are looking to invest in, you know, hydro electric generating schemes. They're looking to invest in solar farms. They're looking to invest in companies that treat and process clean water. You know, things that we kind of take for granted, but at the same time, when you start to think about them, you say, well, we're always going to need clean water. We're always going to need energy. So it probably makes some sense to look at investing some of my money in those type of financial assets, of course, if they're available. Now, there are lots of opportunities, even in Ireland, to invest in what we call alternative assets. Even things like whiskey distilleries now. We would have a lot of clients that are invested in whiskey distilleries around the country. I mean, I know we don't want to encourage the overconsumption of alcohol, but whiskey production, like 200 years ago in Ireland, I think there was something like 400 different distilleries in this country. And of course, that all died away and Scotch whiskey became very popular, particularly with the Americans. And now here we are, the wheel has turned, and Irish whiskey now is back in the top five again in the world. And every time you turn around, there's a new distillery. So there's fantastic opportunities there to invest money in projects and assets that you wouldn't ordinarily think would be a good bet, you know. So I suppose that was the message we just wanted to get out this week, that if people are thinking about, as you said, people have put aside an extra few quid now over the last couple of years, and maybe they're looking at the bank and they're looking at earning little or no return on their money, and they see inflation rising, and they think, right, I better get some of my money working. Where can I put it? So we're saying to people, you know, traditional financial investments are perfect, you know, but some people might want something alternative to that, and that might be, as I said, in the renewable energy space, or it might be in the likes of whiskey distilleries or clean water or solar. Or something like that, even property related, because people are buying land now where possible. So that's the idea.
Yeah, and indeed, we saw it recently over the pandemic again, just to stay with that as an example, with the likes of Zoom and those virtual meeting platforms. I mean, they went through the roof when it became very apparent that people needed this as a communication tool. So there's always opportunities coming up. But as we always say, speak to a financial advisor first about it. Isn't that the way to go?
Exactly. Whoever your local advisor is, or your accountant or your tax advisor, or somebody that you trust their opinion, and seek some advice before you jump in, because certainly with the internet and that, like, we would do an awful lot of investing now in the likes of cyber security, because that's obviously becoming a huge problem around the world. So we would see cyber security, for example, as an interesting investment that we can put our money into, because obviously any company that that's leading the charge in the cybersecurity space obviously is likely to do very well, you know. And we witnessed it ourselves here with the HSE there the year before last. They had a horrible cyber breach there. I think they blamed the Russians. But definitely you need to get advice. You need to have some kind of a trusted opinion of what might be a good bet or a bad bet. But remember, there's risk in everything, number one. And number two, you know, never put all your money into any one particular investment. You know, you'd always spread it around and diversify, you know, because all the ships can't sink together, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, good advice as always. Mel Shanley, Quantum Life, Eblow and Dungarvan. Thanks, Mel, for joining me this month.
Thank you.